Another tactic ISIS has used a lot is attacking and threatening religious minorities. That's one of the factors that make it dangerous to be a Christian in the Middle East right now. And even away from that threat of violence, it's a risky thing to convert from Islam to Christianity. Some countries in the Middle East actually have laws against that. But a small number of Syrian refugees in Lebanon are doing it anyway. Here's more from Rebecca Collard in Beirut.
Abu Redwan, his wife and two children, enter church on the outskirts of Beirut. His wife removes the black headscarf covering her hair. It was here, a year and a half ago, they converted to Christianity. Of course, it was a difficult decision, he says. I was born into a Muslim family. The family is from home Syria. They sought refuge in Lebanon at the beginning of the war. Then, 2 years ago, Abu Redwan says Jesus appeared to him in a dream. I started going to the church, he says. I believed that Jesus was coming to help us, to save us. 7 months later, he decided to become a Christian.
We accepted him as a member of the church and baptized him together with his wife and children, and we take care of him.
Bishop George Saliba says he has baptized around 100 Syrian Muslim refugees since the start of the war in Syria.
Because the constitution of Lebanon, they have right to change their religion. But in Syria, Iraq, Egypt, it is impossible.
He's referring to the fact that it's illegal or at least dangerous for Muslims to convert in those Muslim-majority countries. It's hard to know how many Syrian refugees have converted to Christianity in Lebanon, but Bishop Saliba isn't the only one doing conversions here. In a brightly lit room at another church, Syrian refugees gather in a circle around a pastor reading Bible passages. Some of the women still wear hijabs.
The Lord said, go and teach them. I'm leading them in the Bible. I mean, I'm teaching them the Christian doctrines.
The pastor here doesn't want to be identified, and the church asked us not to mention its name. They fear reprisal from Islamic extremist groups like ISIS. The pastor insists they don't push anyone to convert or offer them anything in exchange for becoming Christians, though they do provide food and assistance to those in need. He won't say how many refugees his evangelical church has converted, but he says there are dozens of Bible study groups for refugees in Lebanon.
The ones that accept the Lord, we put them in groups, and we teach them about the Bible and about the Lord more so that they will grow in faith.
But others raise questions about that faith. Even some Christian leaders and other Syrian Christian refugees say they think the converts are just looking for assistance and help to immigrate to Western countries. Bishop Saliba insists that he questions potential converts to ensure their faith is genuine.
When I see this person, he wishes to be Christian, I don't stop him. But we try to test him.
Abu Redwan, the convert, says he does get assistance from the church, around $200 a month. And he believes being Christian will help his family be resettled to a Western country. Of course it will be easier, he says. The UN does resettlement based on vulnerability criteria, essentially how much an individual or family is at risk. In the past, the U.S. has used the same criteria. It hasn't given preference to Christians. Few Western countries do. Yet many refugees, like Abu Redwan, believe being Christian will give them a leg up. I want to get out of Lebanon, he says. I want to immigrate. I've tried all the ways. Meanwhile, his conversion has put Abu Redwan and his family at greater risk here in Lebanon. They've been getting death threats. He pulls up his shirt to reveal a bandage on his abdomen. Last week, he says, he was stabbed on the street. I was coming from church, he says, and going home. Abu Redwan says the attackers were Syrians from his tribe. They don't accept his conversion. They want to kill him. It's why his wife still wears hijab outside of church. But he says he's not sorry he converted. I was relieved when I was baptized, he says. If I die now, here, in front of the church, I will die in peace. For the world, Rebecca Collard, Beirut.